No matter by what name the church calls this day, and we have gone through several name changes in the last 20 years for today. First it was the circumcision of Jesus, then the octave of the Nativity, then the solemnity of Mary, but for us ordinary mortals today, it's New Year's Day. And on New Year's Day morning, more than any other day of the entire year, we people celebrate the wonderful mystery of time, that precious gift that is given to each one of us, that graces us and strengthens us with the opportunity to restore God's order to creation. Unfortunately, most of us have been trained to view time with a sense of urgency. We have been told over and over again that one of the most important things that we can do is always to make good use of time. And one of the worst things that we can do is to waste time. Now, one outcome of this type of training is overwork and burnout. We become so busy doing things, getting things done, that we really don't have time to do anything. And another outcome is guilt. We feel that we have to occupy every single moment of the day productively. And if we don't accomplish something every hour of the day, then we are likely to lay a guilt trip on ourselves that we are not making good use of time. Maybe what we ought to do today is reevaluate the precious gift of time in the light of God's holy word in today's readings. Listening to them, it becomes apparent that our God really does not intend us to go on rushing through life, busily getting nowhere. And that's why today's scripture readings provide a very good starting point. We'll begin with the gospel in the words of Mary when we are told that Mary treasured these things in her heart. Those words happen to glow softly but insistently in the gospel. Treasuring things means that a person spends time, wastes time, as it were, mulling them over, pondering them, letting these things grow slowly, and above all, by treasuring things in our heart and mind, we allow different things to make connections with each other in ways that lead to new insights. This is how a creative artist operates. It is only in these precious moments when, quote unquote, we waste time that all kinds of disparate things make a connection and a new idea is born, a new work of art is created. It is like a synapsis when all kinds of wires come together and a new explosion occurs. That is creativity. And creativity happens only in the time that we call wasted time. Now, what sorts of things did Mary ponder in her heart? We must remember she was in the very midst of having experienced a whole series of events that were to shape her life, temporal life, and eternal life forever. In her own recent past, she had experiences that had puzzled her, that were difficult and painful, as well as exalted. The living God had inserted himself into her life through a whole series of events. We remember the stories of angels telling her what would happen. A child was conceived, and then there was a dialogue with a very worried husband trying to decide whether or not divorce would be the solution. It is obvious from Scripture that she could not possibly understand what had happened. She was only a teenage girl. And yet she had replied yes to the presence of God in her life. And that's why Mary needed time, and Mary took time to sort out these events, to acquire a perspective of what they all meant. Now, too often we people today regard the ongoing passage of time with this sense of urgency that makes us less and less reflective on who we are as the years go on, what we are doing with our lives, and what this mysterious journey through life really is all about that goes on through time. We need to learn from that young girl, Mary, that in the long run, patience, wasting time, is a more appropriate response to our awareness that time indeed is passing and that it is given to us moment by moment by moment. It means that the gift of time given to us by God calls for leisure as well as work. Leisure is a more American way of saying wasting time or using time creatively. Americans have decided that even leisure can be productive. Now, in the old days, Sunday, the Lord's Day, traditionally was the day on which we pull ourselves away from work. But having lived here in the suburbs for the last 5 years, I have noticed that all the people that I walk around and see accomplish more on the Lord's Day than possibly Monday through Friday. What do we do on Sunday, the Lord's Day? What do we pull ourselves into? We must remember that leisure is not simply a vacuum that is created by the absence of work. Leisure is a creative activity. Creativity as its highest, in which we rise above the mundane, the work of the weekday. We transcend the weekday activity and discover and contemplate that which is truly human, the gateway to the divine, really. What is it that makes us human beings? Sons of God, as we were called four times in the epistle, even though more than half of you here are women, nevertheless, the human divine dimension is discovered on the Lord's Day when we do what is leisurely. Leisure is the time when we give ourselves to the most important things of life, rather than only to those things that are so demanding. But then, of course, we ask, where do we find the time for leisure, even on the Lord's Day? leisure for which Mary happens to be the model today? How do we cut through all of those busy activities when we cannot even find the time to do what we must do, much less the time to do what we want to do? Leisure does not just happen automatically. Leisure must be created by us. We must first of all be convinced of the necessity of leisure in our lives. We really must learn to believe deep down that our God works within us during these breathing spaces of our lives. Our creative God works within us during these breathing spaces of our lives. God is able to be actively present within us only when we make room for Him. In our leisure time, we make room for God within us. And that is when He is able to be most active. And God is most active when He is creative and liberating. Our God is creative and liberating, and our God is able to be creative and liberating within us when we make room for God. We have to be convinced that there is the possibility. All we need do is take a fresh look at our priorities on New Year's Day to give us a new sense of the gift of time. We can gain an insight, really, as to the meaning of time in management seminars. We learn there that the more time that we devote to planning our life and to thinking about how we're going to do something, the less time overall does it take to do it. If we can detach ourselves from our compulsion to furious activity, then we will find ourselves doing better whatever it is that we need to do, and then there will be leisure left in which we will be able to grow creatively in spirit to find the meaning of life. The second reading today said that all the events that Mary pondered in her heart happened at a designated time. Time is the gift from the living God that is intended by Him to be cherished. It is not simply a possession that we have intended to be exploited. Time is not something to be exploited the way we Americans exploit everything else. And the first reading tells us that time itself is the very source of the creative Lord's blessing in our life. Time is the gift within which we discover how the face of our Lord shines upon us day in and day out. We need to take the leisure to discover how the Lord's face does indeed shine upon us. The Lord's face shines upon us all the time, even in the puzzling and the difficult, as well as the painful and joyful events of life, such as Mary treasured in her heart. Now, having heard the gift of the Word, the gift of time, let us pray.
Blessed by God's word on this first day of a new year, let us offer our prayer in confidence that the Lord may bless the church with abundant zeal in preaching the marvelous news of the gospel to the whole world. We pray to the Lord. That the Lord may bless our efforts to be merciful, we pray to the Lord. that, like Mary, we may ponder in our hearts the wonderful truth of God's gracious love, we pray to the Lord. For the poor and homeless of our community, that this new year may be a year of hope and of loving kindness for them, we pray to the Lord. For peace in our troubled world and peace in our hearts, we pray to the Lord. For all the intentions listed in our parish book of prayer intentions and for our own special intentions today. We pray to the Lord.
Gracious living God, you let your loving kindness fill the heart of Mary, your servant. And now bless us with your loving kindness that we may imitate her response of faith.